Welcome to the Talking People podcast. I have decided to start a new segment. I'm always starting new segments and not completing any, with my students' performances so that you can learn to listen to yourselves and to identify your mistakes. I hope it's useful. You're going to listen to a student in Intermedio 2. At the end of the course, that should be a B1 European level. But the truth is that we are using an upper intermediate textbook, which is a B2 level. It's meant to be the level for Avanzado 2. Anyway, for a B1 level, this student's English is very good. And it's an example of the speaking level students should have at the end of Intermedio 2 to succeed in their speaking test in June. Thank you so much, Victor, for this recording, and I will comment the mistakes at the end of his performance. The speaking task Victor had was speak about someone you love and admire for 2 minutes. As you can see, he complies with the requirements.
I'm going to speak about my daughter Leire. I go on?
Yeah. Shall I start?
Shall I start?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to speak about my daughter Leire. She's 16. She has got brown hair and also brown eyes. Mm-hmm. I think she's a very patient person, very kindly, friendly, and now she's living abroad. She moved to Philadelphia 2 months ago, and I am missing her a lot right now. We usually share many activities. We like going to the mountain, bird watching. We like also playing badminton, and now her life has changed a lot in the last 2 months, because now she's living in with a host family. Now she has got another family, and she go to a high school with a lot of people, new students, and she feels as an American movie. I don't know if you have watched Glee. Glee. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she told me that the life in a high school, in American high school, is as Glee shows in the TV. I want to. She can't go back to Spain until the end of the course. So we are going to. We have to wait until the end of the course to visit her, or wait her to come back to Spain. So the way we used to talk to her is using Skype. It's a specific software
used to travel.
We usually talk to her is Skype, software that allows you to talk to someone on the internet. I think that's all I want to tell about my daughter. Oof, me pasao.
Now listen to my comments. I'm sorry about the volume. Shall I start? Is a good way to put your question, because the modal shall I or shall we indicate that we are offering to do something for the people around us. And yes, please go ahead is a good reply. Well, now to Victor's monologue. I'm going to speak about is a great beginning. It shows the person knows how to use the going to future, and also that speak is best for monologues, for it is less informal or more formal than I'm going to talk about or I'm going to tell you about. These two forms are more informal, okay? He first describes his daughter's appearance her looks and shows he is fluent in the verbs to be and to have for descriptions in the present simple, and also in the use of adjectives. There's just one mistake in this part, kind. He says kindly, but kindly is the adverb form that should modify a verb, like she behaves kindly with people. But in his monologue, he should say she's kind. That would be enough. Where she lives, then Victor moves on to where she lives. He switches to the present continuous, which is indicating that he is also aware of tenses. He knows that the present continuous is for temporary action. And then he follows this with a past simple, using also ago, and this is indicating that he knows about the past simple too. And I am missing her a lot. This is not at this level, because this use is an expressive use. We usually say I miss her a lot, and the fact that we use the present continuous means that we are highlighting how much we miss that person. We are being very expressive because we are using the verb miss in a tense which is not its usual tense, okay? The ordinary way to express this is, and I miss her a lot. This use is like the use we have heard in TV commercials, I'm liking it. You know that I like it is the usual way to put it, because we don't use the verbs of likes and dislikes in the continuous form, but in the commercial, I'm liking it. They are doing a dramatic and expressive use of the verb to like by putting it in a tense which is not its usual tense. So, if you are in Intermedia 2, the best option is that you stick to the ordinary way of using miss or like. This is in the present simple. But if you are as fluent and confident as Victor, possibly teachers won't suspect that you don't know what you are saying, okay? With this sentence, with I'm missing her a lot, he's also showing that he's fluent and accurate in the use of a lot. A typical mistake students make at this level, at the intermediators level, is to say a lot of when they should say a lot, because a lot here is modifying the verb, and a lot of is when we want to modify something that comes after the word of. A lot of friends. We are modifying friends there. But in this case, he wants to modify the verb, so he uses a lot. Then he says, we usually share many activities. We like going to the mountain, bird watching. We also like playing badminton. All this is okay. He has a little mistake in also. We usually share many activities is a little bit strange, but it's okay. We can understand it and it's correct in its grammar. You can say we usually do a lot of things together. And then he says, and now her life has changed a lot. Well, the connector is not and here, but is better, okay? But now her life has changed a lot. He doesn't pronounce the D of the verb to change, and that's very important, okay? At the end of Intermedia 2, you should be very good at pronouncing the ED ending. So, but now her life has changed a lot. Changed a lot. Do a T. If you cannot do a D, do a T, okay? And then he says, in last 2 months, he needs the demonstrative, in these last 2 months, because now she's living in, well, she's living with a host family. That's all perfectly okay. And then he says, now she has got another family and she goes to high school. He didn't pronounce the S of the verb go for the third person singular. She goes to high school. When you go to high school or when you go to school, you don't need to use the. If you use the, It means that you are not a student, that you go to these places for some other reason, not for learning, okay? So we omit the with school and high school when people go there to learn, okay? And she feels as in an American movie. He doesn't include the preposition in, okay? As in. But it's very significant that he is able to use as, because this use of as is hard to get. And she feels as in an American movie. As in an American movie, she feels like that. You can also say she feels like in an American movie, or she feels like in a US American movie. And then he addresses the listener saying, I don't know if you have watched Glee, because he's going to tell us it feels like that. He doesn't pronounce the D, the dental, in watched. You need to pronounce the T here, okay? So, I don't know if you have watched Glee. So, and then he is picking up the thread again. And after clarifying what Glee is, so that is absolutely awesome. That's excellent, okay? You mention a movie and you understand that maybe not everybody has watched this movie, so you clarify, okay? And she told me that life in American high schools is as Glee shows. Well, this sentence has two little mistakes, right? It's a plural. You should say life in American high schools, the general. Okay, so mark the S. And then we need to say life, not the life, because it's a general thing. We speak about life in America, life in Spain. Life in U.S. American high school. Then this is a very difficult structure to say as Glee shows on TV. Well, he made a mistake on the preposition on TV, but that's okay, because is as Glee shows. That's a very complex structure, and it's awesome. He did it very well. His next paragraph has hesitations. But the way he hesitates is fine for an exam, okay? He doesn't hesitate for very long periods. And after hesitating, he solves the communication problem. He finds his words, okay? Sometimes he begins a sentence and then he hesitates because he sees that he cannot follow that path, that wording. So he starts another sentence, but the rhythm of those hesitations is okay for the level. And then the mistakes that you find in this chunk, trozo, do not hamper communication. He omits some small words or particles too, but these omissions do not hamper communication. We can understand what he is saying, so the mistake is only in the grammar, but not in his ability to communicate his ideas, to get through to people. So he says she can't come back to Spain. He says she can't go back to Spain because he feels very close to his daughter, and his daughter is now in the United States, so his point of view is over there. But the fact is that he is here in Spain, so he should use come back instead of go back, okay? Can't come back to Spain until the end of her course. He didn't say her. Until the end of the course is okay, but in English we use possessives a lot. When in Spanish you say ella, los, las, very often we use my, your, his, her, you know, the possessive adjectives. And then he continues, so we have to, he corrects what he wants to say. He needs a modal of obligation, so we have to wait. And then he says, excuse me, because he was saying we're going to, and he wanted to say we have to, or we've got to. Excuse me is okay, but it's not the wording when you need to apologize. When you need to apologize, we use sorry. Excuse me is more common when you want to, when you need to interrupt someone, okay? Excuse me, can you tell me where the airport is? You know, when you interrupt someone, not when you want to apologize. He continues, we have to wait until the end of the course to visit her. Here, the end of the course is perfect, but he mispronounces course. He says course. Spanish students, remember, how do you say this? Of course or of course? Well, it's of course, right? Well, the word curso, course, is the same word, same pronunciation, okay? But of course is an expression that goes together, okay? And then a course, I'm taking a course on technology or whatever. That's course, not course. To visit her is a purpose infinitive. That's excellent. Purpose infinitive, infinitivo de finalidad. Or, and then he misses all the small words here, so I'm going to say the correct sentence. Or, to wait for her to come back to Spain. Or, to wait for her to come back to Spain. This is a complex structure. This is to wait for somebody to do something. We have to wait for her to come back. Structure is the same as this other one. Want somebody to do something. Like, I want her to learn as much as she can. I want her to learn as much as she can. Or, in a more polite form, instead of I want, I would like. I'd like her to learn as much as she can. I'd like her to learn as much as she can while being there. For instance, mientras esté allí, while being there. Then Victor says, so the way we used to talk, and that is wrong, okay? The wording doesn't exist like that. Used to is always in the past, used, okay? And if it is negative, didn't used to, but the past is in the auxiliary did. You cannot say we used to talk in the present like that. We usually talk. That's how you express frequency in the present simple. And if it's a past simple, you need to say we used to talk. We used to talk with an ed used. But in this context, Victor refers to a present habit. So the way we usually communicate is through Skype. So the way we usually communicate is through Skype. Or, so the way we usually communicate is via, both, okay? Via Skype. Or better options, okay? If you want to use better options, more natural sounding options, you can say, so every week we communicate via Skype. Or most natural of all is, so we usually talk to her on Skype. So we usually talk to her on Skype. You can also say, so we usually talk with her. People tend to use with because it's more like egalitarian, okay, for a conversation. We usually talk with her on Skype. When you use talk to, sometimes you mean that you're going to tell someone off, right? Regañar a alguien, tell someone off. O-F-F. Well, then he explains, and this is absolutely brilliant, then he explains what Skype is. That is very communicative. I mean, that's being very sensitive to people's understanding of what you are saying. So that's really good. The problem is he doesn't pronounce the T in it's a software program, okay? It's. Remember, you always need a subject in English. You cannot say is a software program. You need to say it's a software program. And then he uses a very difficult structure and he uses it perfectly well. He says that allows you to talk to someone on the internet. All of that is excellent. That allows you to talk to someone on the internet. Or that allows you to talk with someone on the internet. That's excellent. So he is fluent and accurate in a very complex structure for the level. So that's very good. Then he says, I think that's all I want to tell about my daughter. No, the verb is not tell. The correct sentence is, I think that's all I want to say about my daughter. I think that's all I want to say about my daughter. Or more informally, but for the speaking test, you don't need to do this. More informally, for oral performances in the classroom, you can say, I think that's all I want to tell you about. That's enough. Okay, but for a speaking test, it's better not to use very informal language because it's like a semi-formal presentation of a topic. Okay, so the assessment, what I have to say about Victor's performance is that he has spoken for 2 minutes on the topic, so he complies with the requirements, both in terms of topic and in terms of time. His pronunciation of words and his intonation are very good. His English is fluent and fairly accurate. Most of the mistakes he makes are minor in the sense that they do not hamper communication, and also because they are not systematic. Well, the two EDs that he doesn't pronounce in his past would take points away in the area of grammar correctness. He probably knows it's an ED ending, but the fact is that in two different moments, he hasn't self-corrected his pronunciation of the ED ending. So, Victor, here you need to listen to your ED endings and check you pronounced them. He has used a number of simple and more complex structures, showing his fluency and his knowledge of grammar, okay? By the way, I forgot to mention some other language items he used correctly, like the verbs of likes and dislikes with a gerund, or the word another, which was very well used too, and then the use of some gerunds too. His communicative strategies are very effective. He has shown he knows how to reword things when he can't find the words. And he's very sensitive to the listener, which he shows by clarifying the use of words like Skype or the name of the movie. Here he is brilliant because he checks briefly that the listener knows what it is and then moves on. His textual structure is good. He presents the topic, he describes the person, moving from more factual information to more personal information. So first he speaks about her appearance, her looks, and then about moving to the USA. And then he goes closer to the things they like doing together, gradually more personal, see? And then he moves to his daughter's experiences in the United States and shares her general impression. And the moment when he hesitates the most is when he is describing what they do to mitigate the feeling of missing each other so much. And obviously, when you speak about things that are close to your heart, you hesitate more. But notice how well he hesitates, okay? And this part ends focusing on Skype, which helps him move away from the strong emotions, okay? And so the fact that he ends here is understandable. And then he finishes his talk by signaling the end of the talk, okay? The end of his performance. That's excellent. So the structure very well too. And Victor, thanks so much for allowing me to share your performance with our listeners and give your daughter kind regards from us. If you want to read more about Victor, if you want to meet Victor, you can check out one of his blogs called Educadores 21. That's all. Have a nice day.